KJLO 1690 AM. Hey everybody, how's it going? It's your good pal Satan here. I know some of you don't consider me a good pal, but trust me, we're going to be good friends later. Definitely. 100%. Don't take my word for it. But you, I mean, you can, because I know. Just thought I'd let you know that, you know, no matter what, we're going to see each other. Anyway, with that news out of the way, we just heard of some scare with Harakiri Tone Industry, which, you know, if you heard that wrong, it's because it's the last time I was really speaking French was around the, you know, 16th century. So, well, then I guess here in Quebec, it would sound correct. Am I right? You guys. Oh, man. Yeah, see, I keep up with language jokes, you know. I'm not just sequestered in my underworld, not paying attention to what's going on. I know stuff. You know, give me a little credit is all I'm saying. Before that, some commercials and then some Mantar off of their album Pain Is Forever and This Is the End. One of those things is true, the other one's not. there's a track called Grim Reaping by them, and then some 16 before that with Proudly Damned. See? I see what Andrew's doing here. Off of Guides for the Misguided and some Wake starting everything off of a new album. It's apparently their first record in like 10 years, 12 years, something like that. Which I guess goes well with that Raging Speedhorn record, which is the first one of theirs in over a decade as well. So good on Andrew for planning this out. That was a track called, from Wake at least, You Swore We'd Always Be Together off of The Return of Magic is the name of that new record that they have. And you know, I've not been very good at teasing out there's an interview that Andrew did with Madeir that's coming up in the second hour of the show, so you'll get to hear that. It'll be fun. It's good. I gave it a listen beforehand because I need to construct the show. You know, I could get Andrew to do it, but it's, you know, sometimes you just need a break. I feel a little burnt out because I've been running on all cylinders lately, as you can see. Though, to be fair, I kind of set most of this in motion, and now I just got to do some gentle nudges. But you know, I also know when I have to do those, and it's been just staying on top of it has been kind of difficult to do. I'm finding it way more difficult than I needed to. You know, maybe I just love my job too much. You know, I've been accused of that before, of being a workaholic, always looking for new ways to torture and bring pain and suffering to everyone. And you know, I just really love my job, and I don't think I should be looked down upon for that. Really, that's my thought on it. I'm sure some of you agree, and you get it. But you know, I just had to vent here. Because I don't get to vent very often to people because they're usually screaming and in pain and not paying attention. And you know, no matter what you do, you can't get someone like that to really pay attention to what you're saying. So, yeah. Yeah. But there's going to be an interview with Madeir in the... Madeir. Andrew poisoned my brain with this. Madeir is the name of the band. You'll get to hear that in the second hour, so stay tuned for that. And let's end off this hour with some Sun Rot for you. It's a track called The First Wound off of their album Passages. So keep it locked. Great Day Explosives, CJLO 1690 AM. It's your good pal Satan. Hour 2 is coming up next. I hope you enjoy.